Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Is this not an awesome picture? God has. Just feel this in a fresh way, right where you are sitting, standing as you're driving, whatever you're doing. Lying there, God says, I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud. When you look up in the sky at a cloud, and you see it in one minute, and then it's gone the next. It's like mist. That's the picture. I've blotted out your sins like mist. Like, look at mist around you, and what do you see? You don't see anything. That's the point. God has blotted out your transgressions and your sins. Think about it. All your transgressions against God, all your sins against God, God chooses by His grace not to see. Not to see, not to count against you or me in any way. He has redeemed us. He's redeemed us. He has saved us from our sins. And not just us. This is not just for us. So you read the very next chapter, Isaiah 45, verse 22. So remember this, 44, 22, I blot out your transgressions. I'm your redeemer. 45, 22, he says, turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. This invitation to have sins and transgressions totally blotted out is not just for you and me, it's for the ends of the earth. God says to all the ends of the earth, turn to me and be saved. I will be your redeemer. Oh, we have the greatest news in the world. We have received the redemption of God, and now we get to proclaim the redemption of God. God doesn't see our sins, and God won't see other sins when they turn to Him and they are saved. Oh God, we praise You for Your grace in our lives. We pray that You would help us not to live in the guilt and condemnation that come from dwelling on our sins. God, help us to see sin seriously, but help us to realize that You don't see our sins, that You love us, that You have covered over our sins. Jesus, You have paid the price for our sins with Your blood. They are washed away. You don't remember them anymore, like we read about in Isaiah 43:25. All glory be to Your name, O God, for not seeing our sins. So help us today not to live in guilt, condemnation over sin when we've been forgiven and freed from it. And then, God, as the overflow of this, help us to proclaim this. God, we pray that today You would use us to say to somebody, turn to God and be saved. You can have all your sins wiped out. Totally gone before the holy God of the universe by His grace. God, help us to tell somebody that today. Give us courage to proclaim that to somebody today, we pray. And then, God, use us to proclaim that to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth, to all the peoples of the earth, to the Palembang in Indonesia. Help us to proclaim Your salvation that the Palembang might turn to You and be saved. God, we pray for this, for that people group and for thousands of other people groups like them that have never heard the good news of Your salvation. God, please cause the good news of Your salvation to go to them. Cause it to spread through us. God, help us not to keep this good news to ourselves. Use us to make this good news known to the ends of the earth and right around us today. We praise You. We praise You for Your grace in our lives. We praise You for the grace that is available to all who turn to You. You are God. There is no other, and we worship You. In Jesus' name we pray, the name of Jesus who has saved us from our sins and wiped all our sins away. In his name we pray. Amen.